It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. This weekend is the final installment of our four-part series focused on fire prevention and preparedness. Earlier shows focused on specifically things like the Tuolumne County Fire Initiative, evacuations, defensible space, and home hardening. If you missed any of those shows, you can find them archived in the multimedia section of mymotherlode.com. This weekend, we're going to be talking about fire-related projects that are underway or on the horizon and why they are being done. We're going to hear from Glenn Gottschall with the Highway 108 Fire Safe Council, CAL FIRE Unit Forester Adam Fries, and Tuolumne County OES Coordinator Liz Peterson. So thank you all three for coming in today.
Thank you.
I'll start first with Glenn Gottschall with the Highway 108 Fire Safe Council. You know, what are the type of things that your organization is involved with, and what exactly is your organization?
Well, the Fire Safe Highway 108 Fire Safe Council is one of two in the county. South of us, we have the Yosemite Fire Safe Council. We're a an all-volunteer group. We have about a 15-person board of directors. We're a non-governmental organization. We were actually established here in the county in 2002. That was right after a series of fires in Southern California that prompted the federal government to form what they call the National Fire Plan. And all of the fire safe councils, and there are many within the state, are an outgrowth of that. We're really emphasis is fire safety and fire preparedness. Our fire safety programs are basically centered around construction of fuel breaks. And fuel breaks are a little bit different than people who often think of fire breaks, which are nothing but bare ground. A fuel break is basically just a modification of the vegetation so that it interrupts the continuity of a fire or an approaching fire. Also gives the local agencies, the fire control agencies, a chance to actually do something to stop that fire. We have over 20 miles right now of constructed fuel breaks. They actually occur from Columbia area, all around the Big Hill area up to Mount Elizabeth, across to the Ponderosa Confidence area, and terminating down in Tuolumne City. We also have a few what we call cross ties, which go down Montgomery Ridge and the Montgomery area in the Phoenix Lake states. These fuel breaks are strategically planned with CAL FIRE's and Forest Service and other agency input into that planning. And our job is to get grants, and to get grants from many sources, whether they're federal or they're state. We've been very successful over the years in getting our program expanded. We're actually at a point right now where we still actually need project managers. So if anyone is interested in doing a job like that, we'd be glad to talk to you. We have coordinated with fire personnel mainly to strategically locate these fuel breaks so they'll do the best good. Our fuel breaks basically, you might say, are the at the boundary between the public forest and the developed lands. And of course, the object in that case is to develop a system that can stop a fire, that's whether it started on the federal and public lands or whether it starts on private land and moves to those federal forests. So we've been very successful in getting those done. We're also working hard to maintain them. And we can talk about that a little bit later. That's a big job, too.
Yeah, your board of directors, is it primarily people in the fire field or just general community members concerned about fire? How's it work?
Right now, we have many who have had public agency experience, and we're interested in getting local community members from those areas, these local communities that may or may not be, you might say, incorporated. Many of them aren't incorporated, but we're anxious to work with those communities and get. We actually have five vacancies on our board, and we'd be interested in getting anyone from those areas to, associated with us.
I'll turn over to Adam Fries, the unit forester for CAL FIRE, Tuolumne Calaveras unit. You know, what are some of the things that CAL FIRE has recently been involved with when it comes to fire projects?
So we really have really three primary avenues for getting fuel reduction work in. The first is what Glenn was talking about. With we have a grant program where we work with cooperators to complete work where folks like the Highway 108 Fire Safe Council, Yosemite Foothills Fire Safe Council, Calaveras Foothills Fire Safe Council, and Tuolumne County and other cooperators have been getting a tremendous amount of work done on the landscape through that grant program. We also have our vegetation management program where we do prescribed burning in strategic areas, and we've got some spring burns coming up that are planned. The Wint and Shad VMP in Calaveras County will be doing some burning this spring. Mount Havila, right outside of Tuolumne, there's a fuel break we're going to maintain on the rim of the River Canyon, where we'll be doing a broadcast burn for maintenance there. The Gookin VMP is another one where we'll be doing prescribed burn this spring, and that's on the Rim Truck Trail in the Groveland area. And then the Crook Ranch VMP is in that same area. We'll be doing some prescribed burn in this spring when conditions are appropriate to eliminate the fire hazard. And then we also are working on in-house projects where we do the work on our own with our own engines, crews, and equipment. So we're actively working on the Murphy's fuel break outside of Murphy's. That's a real strategic one where it was the same line used in the Old Gulch fire in 1992 and the Butte fire. So we're opening and improving that. We're doing fuel reduction work around Blue Lake Springs. And then we just completed the River Ranch project. It was called out of San Andreas, where we opened a brushed along a roadway to improve ingress and egress and give us a fire break there. We've been doing work on Middle Big Hill, completing that along Big Hill Road. And the Gookin VNP I mentioned, we've been masticating out there and preparing the Mount Havila fuel break. That was a real critical one during the Rim fire. And then just working with our cooperators on, you know, and completing grant projects.
Glenn Gottschall was with the Highway 108 Fire Safe Council was talking about those fuel breaks. You know, from a firefighter perspective, how critical are those to have those in place?
You know, I cannot stress enough how important these projects are. And organizations like the 108 Fire Safe Council have done so much work in Tuolumne County. We have a real robust system of fuel breaks, like Glenn mentioned, on one side going from Columbia along the Stanislaus River Canyon to Mount Elizabeth, and we're continuing to push east towards Lyons Lake. And then on the Tuolumne side, starting at the end of Apple Colony Road, going along the North Fork Tuolumne Canyon all the way up to the Long Barn area. And then, like Glenn mentioned, projects in between. Now, we talked about it on the last show, but there's three things that really influence fire behavior. It's the weather, the topography, and the fuels. And the weather and topography, we are stuck with, but the fuels is one thing that we can modify to give us an advantage. And a lot of the projects mentioned are in really strategic areas that are going to really help us during fire season.
Liz Peterson is OES coordinator. Anything else to add about local projects here in the county?
Yeah, so the county also has been actively pursuing projects and grant funding to do our own version of fuels reduction work. We were awarded a little over $1.6 million of the California Climate Investment Grant that were awarded from the state for some roadside like chipping work, vegetation clearing along about 142 miles of our roads here in the county. And so that work actually is going on right now. We are working with our baseline crews who are doing the work, and they're doing an excellent job of clearing those roadways to make ingress egress safer for residents, and also, again, just removing some of the fuel that, that builds up along our roadways. And then we also have, a part of that grant, we also received funding to do some defensible space work for some low-income and senior residents here in the county. So we will begin developing that program, starting, hopefully, kicking that off next month. And then we also have done some our tree mortality projects. I just want to mention it's that work has been done over the last couple years, and we've been putting in a lot of effort to remove the trees that could be hazards when they fall, you know, in wind or storm events. But also, you know, those dead trees, that's just fuel. And so when they do fall and end up on the ground, then you end up just with more fuel build up on the floor. So we have removed almost 14,000 trees here in Tuolumne County in the last couple years. And a lot of those are around, or the majority of those actually are around county infrastructure, county roads, and private residences. And that has been a huge effort by our staff and our partners, honestly, our fellow cooperators here in the county who are also doing that work, who are also making the area more fire resilient.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking in our four-part series this weekend, the final installment on fire prevention and preparedness. This weekend, specifically, we're talking about fire projects underway or on the horizon. Joined in studio this weekend by Liz Peterson, who is the Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services Coordinator, Glenn Gottschall with the Highway 108 Fire Safe Council, and CAL FIRE Unit Forester, Adam Fries. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.